one of us does not have a 17-foot tree in her vaulted mudroom. The other, let's discuss.
It's 14 feet.
It is.
And yes, it's ridiculously giant.
No, we got our Christmas tree on Friday, I think the same day that you did. Yep. And we're, you know, and we go to Cane's right in Danvers, right on 114. And we're, you know, we have a small ceilings in our house. So, you know, we picked the average size tree.
Probably, that's what most people do, like a 6-foot tree.
It might be. Yeah, it has to be 6. It can't be taller than that. And so we pick our tree. We think, oh, wow, it's a good size tree. Oh, that's great. Put it in the back of the truck. All of a sudden, bing, bing, my phone starts dinging. I see a text message from Sue Tabb. And the size of the tree, all I see is Tom's little body smooshed into the tree like
hugging
Clark Griswold.
Tree. Yeah.
And I showed it to my husband and he was like, oh man, that's a big one.
No.
That must have cost them.
I know. So literally, my niece works over at Northeast Nursery in, I believe it's Peabody. And it's right on Route 1. And we just said to her ahead of time, we're like, pick out the biggest tree. My husband calls, texts her and says, pick out the biggest tree on the lot and tag it for us. And that's what she did. The biggest tree on the lot. It's ridiculous big. And it's so funny because we're so divided. Me and my older daughter, Katie, think it's too big and gigantic. And Emma, my younger daughter, and Tom, my husband, love it. They were like whistling and singing. They're like,
it's enormous.
Got the biggest one ever. It's enormous. It's gigantic.
I mean, it's not just tall. It's the fattest, tallest tree that I've ever seen.
As soon as we unwrapped it, it took up our entire mudroom. It's like,
How did you even get that through your door?
When the tree unfolds and the limbs go smashing through the windows.
Oh, yeah. We're full. A lot of sap.
Yep. Kind of full. That's us. And we couldn't get, even with a ladder, a 6-foot ladder that my husband has, we couldn't reach the top of the tree to put the angel on. So we had to put the tree flat again, put the angel on, and then lift it back up in order to get the angel on.
That's
how tall it is.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
No.
I agree. It's my husband. And finally, though, I looked at his face, and I don't know what it is about having the biggest tree on the lot. He was the happiest human being on the planet. He put it up. He was like, ha,
it's like, ha, ha, I got the big one.
I have the biggest tree. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. And I finally was like, you know what? If it makes him this happy, have your big tree. Enjoy it.
How did you drive that thing home? How did you drive it home?
Can I tell you the stairs we were getting?
No, it had to be covering the front and back. Had to be.
Oh, 14 feet long.
I know.
It was coming off the back and the front, and everyone on the highway was looking at us, staring at us, like, what is happening over there? It's ridiculous.
No, you need to see it. If you don't follow us on social, you have to, first of all, at Magic1067. And personally, you need to follow at Sue.Tab with 2 B's. You can follow David. Maybe he put some pictures of his man cold, of him laying in the bed with his tissues.
He's dying.
At David L. O'Leary, and I'm at Kendra the Entertainer. You need to go to our social and see the size of Sue's tree. It is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And call us if you have a tree bigger than 14 feet. Make me feel better and tell me that you got one as big or bigger, and tell me how you even got it up, because we couldn't get, my husband was on a ladder putting the ornaments at the top.
If they have a tree bigger than 14 feet, they have to be out in the woods of Massachusetts, because
we almost had to put it outside. I don't know how
you have it inside.
I know.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
But go to our social. You have to see the picture. Comment. Give us a call, 617-931-1067. If you get big ones like Sue does, give us a call. Right now, we're going to check.
How big is yours? Tell us.
Oh, God. They're never going to let us be alone in this studio ever again.